study Hebrews, Hebrews 11 is all about faith.
Yep.
Faith in action. And I just thought, what a great song.
It is a great song.
I was not here last week, but we went through Hebrews chapter 10, and there was a call to persevere in our faith towards the end of that chapter. Hebrews 10:36, so do not throw away your confidence, it will be richly rewarded. Hebrews 10:39, but we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. So before we dive into Hebrews 11, let's go to God in prayer. And dear God, thank you that we can come together and learn about faith, and faith in action. And I pray that we can apply this lesson to our lives, God. Allow our hearts to be in a receiving mode so that we can bless others, Lord. Jesus, hear your son's name. Amen.
Amen.
So in chapter 11, here's a quick breakdown, some notes. We'll get to see what the definition of faith is, a very popular scripture in the Bible. How necessary faith is to please God. We're going to look at Old Testament examples of faith and what will result from being faithful. Now, I can count 16, they call it the Hall of Faith, 16 heroes of faith in this book, in this chapter. I won't read all of them this lesson, but I'm faithful that God will still work despite that. And I think he'll still work through the example that we do look at this afternoon. So I will start off by reading Hebrews verses 1 through 2, and then Hebrews verse 6. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. We go down to verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. The definition of faith. Confidence in what we hope for. And assurance about things we do not see. And I think it's what stands out to me in verse 6. It's really impossible to please God without faith. Yep. We all need faith. And during this time, the Jewish Christians were really struggling with this concept. They were in danger of developing a heart of unbelief. And it was that unbelief and lack of faith that destroyed Israel in the wilderness. And it says that we need faith. It's impossible to please God without it. Mm-hmm. And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Maybe not on this earth, but definitely in the next life, right? We must believe. here's just a simple example. You probably can't tell, that is a see-through bridge.
Yes.
That is made out of glass. No. You've probably seen pictures like this on the internet. Yep. Sorry if this makes you feel a little shaky. Mm-hmm. But you have to have faith that even though you can't really see what's holding you up that well, the glass, it's there. It's going to protect you. Mm-hmm. Even if you're scared now, I would definitely be scared walking on this bridge, but you have to have faith. Even though sometimes it's hard to have, it's hard to see. On a more serious note, sorry to bring this picture up.
Oh boy.
This is the
last week.
Yes, we've all slowed down a little bit. Thank the Lord. And this was me going into my freshman year in college. My family supported me the entire way. Going to Mississippi College, the football program that is no more, unfortunately. But this was scary. We were really excited. But we had to move in faith. We had to move to Jackson, just like so many of us in this room. Moving with their young families, leaving the families that they've known for so long. We've all had to, that's also, a lot of us, we have that in common, is we've seen the Old Testament examples that are shown. I think there's a lot of similarities that we can share with that. God called us to go to Jackson. Even though we didn't necessarily know where we were going, right? We're going to see in the examples we're about to read that a lot of people didn't know where they were going, but they, despite that, they still have faith. Yeah. Hebrews 8 through 10. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. Abraham was called, he obeyed, and he went, even though he didn't know where he was going. Just like so many of us. Just like we're all called to obey, to go, and to live by faith.
Right.
I was in Austin last week, and I had a conversation with a brother about how things are a little uncertain for me right now after quitting my job, trying to figure out what is the next step. What am I going to do next? And he said, you know, it's interesting. We are called, we're not called to live in certainty, but we're called to live by faith. And I think so many times in my walk with God, I want to know what does the end look like? What is the goal? But that's not what God promises us, and that's not what we're called to do. As we can see here in Abraham, right? What an amazing example. And there's so many more in this amazing chapter that we're not going to hit on, but I think the ones that we are reading definitely stood out to me the most. There's a picture of Abraham and Sarah starting their family, right? Uncertainty, but joyful. Hebrews 13 through 16. All these people were living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they were thinking of a country they had left, they would have had an opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. They were faithful even though they didn't receive the things that were promised. Interesting.
Yes.
Instead, they weren't focused on what the world, they would receive in the world, but they were focused on receiving a heavenly reward. I think it's highlighted there.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the football story. In football, I was not the star on my team. I did get some scholarship money to play, and I knew that I was supported when I decided to move to Jackson. But I wasn't the star like I thought I was going to be. So did I receive what I was promised? Well, what was promised, right? I thought I was going to be the next big guy. You know, I guess I wasn't thinking I was going to go to the NFL or anything, but you know, I was pretty good in high school. Why wouldn't that translate into the college level? Well, I watched some football yesterday, and they were big and they were fast, even at the D2 level, they're big and they're fast. I was talking to a brother. I don't know if you know who Derrick Henry is, but he's a big guy. And I remember when I was young, sophomore in high school, and I saw him. I was pretty close up. He's probably like 6'4", 240, you know, all muscle. Plays for Alabama, if you know Alabama. And
Roll Tide.
And he was a big dude. And I was standing at 5'8", 170 pounds. I'm thinking, man, I'll get lucky if I could just, like, play at a junior college or something, you know. He's just a big dude. And I think he definitely blessed me, but it just goes to show you that maybe, I don't know if it was ignorance, but despite seeing that, I still thought I was going to be the star.
Amen.
And that, but I wasn't, and a few questions crept into my mind. Was I doing God's will if I wasn't excelling at what I was pursuing? You know, and it didn't make sense to me. God, why would you leave me here when things aren't working out the way that I wanted? All difficult thoughts and questions I don't necessarily know the answer to, but that's why faith is so important.
Amen.
We're not called to have all the answers. But looking back, so oftentimes we can see God when we look back, right? I met Parker on the football team, Parker and Pardeen, and eventually we all met them, and then they eventually met God. I grew in my character, for sure. I was inspired to start my content journey in filming because of football. If you know me a little bit, you know I that's something I'm pursuing now. So even though things didn't turn out the way I thought, looking back, I could see God in all of it. And Abraham, some of the examples we're going to look at, they didn't see a lot of times. Probably it was hard for them to see God in the moment. But we can see God scattered all throughout the scripture, all throughout the Old Testament, even though it might have been hard for them to see it. Hebrews 24 through 28. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as a greater value than the treasures of Egypt because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. At times, God was invisible to Moses, but he still chose to be faithful. Mm-hmm. He chose to be mistreated despite being royalty. You know, he could have just been consumed by the pleasures of being royalty in Egypt, but he chose to leave that behind, and he chose to be faithful to Christ. I need to persevere like Moses. I need a heart like Moses that wants Christ more than the world's pleasures. A world that it's tempting, for sure. Let's go on. A picture of Moses leading his people to the Red Sea. I like pulling pictures from the internet. I'm a visual guy, you know. I like telling us, you know.
Yep.
Hebrews 11, 29 through 31, we get to see more examples about Moses passed through the Red Sea. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. So many great examples of faith in action. You know, I think about our church and now just getting to know the fellowship and Todd, walking through faith, helping his sons, about Sydney, helping Candace and her health, the Normans moving here to Jackson, Richard and Nora moving here to Jackson, the Viezes moving here. It's just, you know, God, and there's so many great examples of faith, and I'm so blessed to a group that is putting faith into action. So what will result from being faithful? You know, we read the definition of faith, and if that you need it to please God, and we've looked at some more examples, and the author keeps on going on, 32 to 38. What more shall I say? I do not have time to tell you about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, about David and Samuel, the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised. We see here that sometimes faith results in good things on this earth. They were able to conquer kingdoms, administer justice. They gained what was promised. They shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of flames. But once we go down to verse 37, it says, people were also put to death by stoning. They were sawed in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. There were people that were blessed because of being faithful, and that there were people that also suffered because of being faithful.
Amen.
Things that can result from being faithful.
Right.
And we're going to wrap up here soon with this last chapter, last few verses. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised, since God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. None of them received what had been promised, but they decided to be faithful. Because they knew that God had something planned better for them. If I could sum up this chapter, in my own words, regardless of our circumstances, no matter how uncertain, how difficult things are, we're all called, and we must all obey and be faithful. Just like Abraham, most importantly, just like Jesus.
Amen.
Because that's what Bible's all about.
It's
like Jesus at the end of the day. Abraham, Moses, they're great examples, but it's all the point towards Jesus.
Yes.
And what do they all have in common? They all live by faith. Just like us.
Amen.
We're all called to live by faith.
That's right.
We may not win the praise of the world, but we will receive the praise of God.
Amen.
Amen.